Welcome back, friends, to, well, I'm not going to call it an episode of the Mark Claire Show. I think that would really be insulting to episodes, to be honest with you. It's more like an announcement, a clarification. I did tweet something out. I did post something to the patrons on Patreon, but I suppose I shouldn't just ghost you guys. I got a lot of, you know, concerned messages and questions and hope everything is okay and whatnot just from missing one podcast day. So I really think that that speaks to my own consistency, not just with this show, having a weekly show for now 75 episodes now, but through 10 years of podcasting on Lions of Liberty. I never missed a week. I think I took about 3 or 4 weeks between my last Lions of Liberty episode and before launching this podcast. So I've, besides that, have never missed a weekly episode. So I suppose it's on me for being so consistent that just not showing up for 1 minute causes some concern, raises some alarm. But I'm here to just to tell you everything is fine. Everything is wonderful. Everything is well. But I suppose I should inform those of you that subscribe to this podcast feed that do expect an episode to show up every Monday that I am going to be taking a little bit of a break. We'll call it a hiatus, if you will. It was a tough decision to come to, but ultimately not that really. And just to reiterate, all is well. Everything is great. Everything is wonderful, and I really mean that. Things are actually better than ever. You know, when I first started the show, I had just moved my family to Florida after, you know, my wife had already had a green card for a while, but I spent time, I've talked about this on some several episodes, but, you know, took some time getting her son the green card, so took some time to get us all here. In the meantime, we kind of spent some time in Mexico. I was still doing Lions of Liberty, still doing some little stuff here or there, but when we landed here in Florida 2 years ago, almost 2 years ago now, nobody had jobs. Like, we didn't have, I had a little bit of savings, but not that much left. As many of you know my story, I left somewhere to avoid a stabby wabby. And there's a whole story behind that that I can't even fully tell. Let's just say it worked out. Heck, it worked out in my favor no matter what. You know why? Because I didn't have to stick that thing inside me. And who knows what could have happened after that. I know a lot of people that have issues with that. However, I didn't have to do that. And in the end, it worked out much better for myself and my family, especially for my own personal ethics and whatnot. Anyway, we showed up here with hardly anything. So, you know, it was easy in some ways to start a podcast because I had nothing but time. You know, I had nothing, literally nothing but time. Now, as time has gone on, the situation has changed more and more and more. In fact, the last time I posted on Substack, and this is probably not a coincidence, I was breaking down my 7 streams of income. It's something I talked about. John Utternet, Matt, and I on Lions have talked about this idea forever, the idea of having 7 streams of income. And I think that's a worthy goal. It's a goal I'd still like to achieve. However, when you find yourself stretching yourself so thin, and I think the 7 streams of income thing, I think, is great as long as a number of them are passive. Well, guess what, friends? All 7 of my income streams were very, very active. None of them were passive. They all took my time, my action, and whatnot. I had even started doing some other content creation for Ringside Intel, a pro wrestling website. You guys know by now I love pro wrestling. I had done some comic book related commentary for Bounding Into Comics. I have my other podcast, the Second Print Comics Podcast with Remzo Martinez. In the last month and a half, I have withdrawn from all of those as well, with the intention of at least just keeping my own podcast going. And again, this is all for very good reasons. This is because I have had just a lot of opportunities come in. A lot of you know I worked in TV production for a long time, kind of got out of it-ish for a while after the whole incident, but have slowly worked my way back into it, not just here in Florida, but also nationally. I travel sometimes for that work. I was just in Las Vegas a couple weeks ago. I'll be going to Atlanta soon. I have some really big opportunities that came up there that I just certainly could not say no to. At the same time, as many of you know as well, I've been working with Mikkel Thorup over at Expat Money. In fact, you can actually hear me on this coming Wednesday, dropping tomorrow, episode of the Expat Money Show, doing some interviews that I did with Mikkel's clients there in Panama. You know, as many of you know, Mikkel Thorup is an expat consultant. I've had the pleasure of working with him for many, many years. He actually first brought me on as a consultant about his podcast, the Expat Money Show, and I've gotten to know him, became really good friends with him, and slowly over the years, he has just sort of given me more things to do for him, offered me more responsibility. I've been the content manager for the past year, overseeing all of his content, which you can find over at expatmoney.com. You can subscribe to the Expat Money Show podcast. So even if you're not watching this show, if you followed his work at all, you've seen my hand. At least my behind-the-scenes machinations have been behind pretty much all the content that you see coming from Expat Money in one way or another. So I want to really encourage you to subscribe to Expat Money. I'm really passionate about working with Mikel, not just because I think he's a great guy and we've become close friends and he pays me to work for him, but because I truly believe in what he's doing. And I really do see how no matter what happens globally, there are greedy, tyrannical politicians that are never going to stop being greedy and tyrannical. And one of the best ways to mitigate that is through second residencies, is through international investments, is through diversifying things, whether you're actually moving to another country or just getting a second passport as a plan B or just protecting your money in some way. It's an absolutely essential part of any, as far as I'm concerned, freedom-oriented plan, at least long-term. It certainly is part of mine. So I'm very passionate about working with him. And I also, back last month, I went to Panama, spent a few days with him down there, and I sort of took on an even larger role with him. So this is a very good thing for me. I get to work remotely. He's in Panama. The entire team works remotely. So this is a great thing for me. I get to spend more time at home. But when you take on more responsibility, you got to kind of deliver. So like that, you know, I have to dedicate a lot more time to that as well. At the same time as the sort of other end of my TV career has presented a lot of opportunities that I really can't turn those down either, to be honest. So balancing all of that along with all this other stuff, it just wasn't feasible. By the way, I have a wife and son that I like to see once in a while, and I really have not spent much time with them at all. Now, my wife is the most supportive. In fact, it's somewhat ironic that the last episode last week, my conversation with Stephen Fox, great sponsor, by the way, since I'm going on a hiatus, I'm going to tell you right now, spend this next time, I don't know how long it's going to be, weeks, months, whatever it is, TBD, spend some time over at foxandsons.com, peruse, get yourself some beans, use yourself, the Mark Claire Show discount code. That's the one thing I want you to do. If you do nothing else, if you're going to miss this show, remind yourself about me by purchasing some Fox and Sons using, I'm not going to edit that out, the Fox and Sons MCS discount. It is simply discount code MCS gets you 18% off that order. Use it, my friends. Use it, abuse it. I encourage you. Steven's a great guy, much like me, managing many different things. And Steven also, by the way, very supportive of my decision because he understands more than anyone balancing multiple careers. He's both a photographer and does the coffee business and has some other stuff he does and has a family, just like me. Very similar, actually. So he was actually one of the first people I told about this because, of course, he's my sponsor. So I had to sort of work things out with him and let him know. Couldn't be more supportive, so I want you to support Stephen Fox. Again, go over to foxandsons.com, foxandsons.com. Get yourself some coffee, wake your ass up, and listen to the rest of this podcast. Because, no, it's not a podcast. This is not even a podcast. This is a news bulletin more than anything else. Now, I thought about sort of faking it till I made it, so to speak, keeping the show going with a series of, I don't know, compilation episodes, re-airing old episodes. You know, I do have a lot more people that have been listening to the show than when I first started, even a year and a half ago. So a lot of you people might not have heard the early episodes with, say, Tony Merkel, or even my episode 25 with comedian Jim Brewer, or perhaps you missed my conversation with Tucker Max. Got to check out my conversation with Tucker Max. Point is, I don't need to fake it. I don't need to tell you, hey, the show's going on, but just so happens these next six episodes are re-airs. Like, no, you can go back. You're adults, most of you, maybe. You can go back in your podcast feed. And I encourage you to spend this time. If you're a fan of the show, if you like what you've been hearing here, I got 75 issues. Issues? What is this, a comic book now? I've got 75 episodes of a back catalog. Go check them out. For any concerned patrons, subscribers, first of all, if you're on Subscribestar, you should just cancel it, to be honest, because I'm trying to close my Subscribestar page. It's by far the least popular way to support me. I appreciate the few people that supported me over there, but by and large, the majority of my support has been on Patreon. So I did send a message to the patrons and tell them what's going on. I am also putting on pause the Patreon account. So if you want to remain a patron of the show because you want to support it when it comes back, you can do so, and I will ensure that you do not get charged. I will also offer refunds to anybody that just signed up in the past week or what have you, that isn't going to get a month's worth of bonus content right now. So if you want to be a patron, you want to be able to support the show and you don't want to quit or whatever, that's cool. I thank you. I'll ensure that you don't get charged. And if you do get charged by accident, I will issue refunds to anybody that wants them in the interim. So don't even sweat it. If you're on Rockfin, not much I can tell you, because I'm not going to be having any other content on Rockfin for a while until I start doing full episodes again. But again, there's a whole back catalog there, including all the smoke-filled rooms. And frankly, there's a ton of awesome creators on Rockfin. So I'd be shocked if you subscribe on Rockfin if you like the show, if you're not finding other creators on there that you like. Just to name a few, Isaac Weisopt, Jay Dyer, Sam Tripoli, some of my favorites over on Rockfin. So I highly recommend perusing on Rockfin if you subscribe over there. The nice thing about subscribing there is you're not just subscribing to my show, you're subscribing to Rockfin, and you get tons of awesome content. So hopefully you find some other stuff over there, but if not, what can I tell you? I'm not going to have new stuff there until I come back from things. So that really is just the crux of it. Like I was driving myself into the ground with all these things, and the podcast is the one thing I was trying to hold on to. But the fact is, to deliver the quality, like, yeah, I could put out some 30-minute episodes where I just, you know, talk about some bullshit of the day and call that an episode, I suppose. But that's not the quality you've come to expect. That's not the quality I have expected myself to deliver, especially to the patrons that in getting the smoke-filled room. You know, I really strive to maintain a certain level of quality and excellence. But frankly, it's also given me a little time to think about things, or will give me more time to think about things, because it's crossed my mind and I'm open to feedback here. Mark Claire Show, that's Mark with a C, markclaireshow@gmail.com. You can still find me on X, Twitter, whatever, at Mark Claire Show. Feel free to reach out with your feedback. I'd love to hear from you, because I've really been thinking about the direction of the show a lot, because frankly, I don't really know if the show has a direction per se. Heck, and it's just kind of whatever I want to talk about with whoever I want to talk about it. Hence the Mark Claire Show. That's exactly as it's advertised. But, you know, if I was advising someone about their podcast, I would, and I have, and I do. If you want a podcast consultation, hit me up. I have a little more time now for that, potentially. I would advise them to really find some clarity and focus on their show. And frankly, I don't really have focus and clarity. Now, maybe that's fine to just sort of have it be a hobby I do, but I'll tell you what, I don't have time for an extra hobby that involves 90 minutes of commitment every week if it's just going to be a hobby. So I think if it's going to be something more than a hobby, I need to focus it more and think about it more in a more concerted way. I don't know exactly what that means. Maybe it doesn't mean anything. Maybe I go back and just doing what I was doing and you know, hitting up people I find to be interesting. But you know, there are certain directions that the Go Show Go has gone in that I think resonate with people more than others. So perhaps I will come back with a little more refined idea of exactly what I want to talk about, and exactly the directions I want to go in. But I can't just keep doing it willy-nilly. I can't just keep doing it to say I did it. I can't just keep doing it out of the obligation, because frankly, I have a much higher obligation to my family, to bringing money into my family, to spending a little bit of time with my family. Again, my wife doesn't want me to stop doing it. You know, she couldn't be more supportive. But I need to stop for a minute. I need to breathe, because I was running myself into the ground, you know, planning a whole day with like a 90-minute window inside of it. I had already had to back out on a few podcasts that I had scheduled with people because I was just running into a time wall every time, running from here to there, trying to get from point A to point B to get there 1 minute before I start my podcast, to log off that in that very second. And that's not a good way to produce content. It's not a good way for me to run my life always down to the wire, always down to the very, very bare threads of things. And again, it's all for very good reasons. It's all because an incredible number of opportunities have come my way. Well, I've earned an incredible number of opportunities, to be frank. I've worked hard for all this stuff. Things have really turned around. I mean, things are really difficult first moving here to Florida, not because of Florida, because it's difficult to move anywhere without a job and with a family and just a couple suitcases. So we've really, you know, it was a lot of struggle. And during that struggle, you got to hear my podcast because I had time. But I just don't have that time at this moment to do it in this way. I'm about to travel for the next 4 or 5 weeks or so. And to do everything I've been doing just willy-nilly and just trying to get by and then do that too. I mean, I had a plan to get ahead. I had a plan to do five interviews this week. I had to just cancel the full slate because I was just had complete anxiety over how I was going to get everything I needed to do professionally and also do these 5 podcasts. How was I going to deliver quality content when all I could think about was, oh shit, I gotta get out of here the second this sentence finishes, because that's how much time I have portion today. Just not going to work. There is only so much time in the day. If you get me an eighth or ninth day in the week, I could probably fire this puppy back up right away, but I don't have that eighth or ninth day. And frankly, right now, if I have that eighth or ninth day, my wife's going to get it. Our son's going to get it. You know, that's who needs to get it first. From my perspective, this is my personal decision. I realize I can either just drive myself nuts just keeping a podcast up every week, or I can pull things back for a minute, get a little bit of perspective, perhaps get some feedback to you guys from you guys, and come back with something better. Or just come back with the same thing. I don't know. I'm not going to promise it's going to be better, okay? But I promise I will have put thought into it. Not that I haven't been putting thought into it. I put a lot of thought into it, but you know what I mean. I need to come back with a little more focus and without so much time pressure being put on me. So no promises, but loosely speaking, later this summer, let's just say we'll have a very different situation, a very different setup, and I think things will be a lot easier for me. But right now, you don't want this version of Mark Claire. You don't want the version of Mark Claire that's run to the ground, that's super stressed, that's just trying to hold it together just to get you guys a podcast every week. And I'm pretty sure you all understand that. So I appreciate everybody that's reached out. I appreciate all of your support. You guys are incredible. You guys are the reason I get coming back every single week because I not just see the numbers growing, but I hear from the people. I talk to a lot of you. I interact with a lot of you, whether it's on X, whether it's through our Patreon, whether it's through however it may be. Many of you I know in real life as well. So it's been an awesome ride. It's not over. Don't worry. You know you can't shut me up for long. You know that. But I do appreciate all the support. Thank you very much. And I may have some other audio I pop in now and again. I had a conversation with Eric July a few weeks ago on a live stream that many of you probably have not heard. So I might pop that in here. I might give you, if I happen to guest on another show, I'll probably pop that into the feed. So stay subscribed to the feed. Support me on Patreon if you want. If you already did, I wouldn't sign up new right now, to be honest. But if you already did, I'll make sure you don't get charged. And if you did get charged erroneously or want a refund for a month, not going to be a problem. Just hit me up. So appreciate all the support. Appreciate you all out there. Until next time, my friends, as always, what? I haven't used that. I used to have a catchphrase. I used to have a freaking catchphrase. Good afternoon, good evening, and good night. But it's been a long time since you heard that one. Either way, thanks, friends.